Life is full of questions, and often the answers are difficult. Stephen Baker seeks to answer various questions about life and faith using the Bible as his only source. Join in each week as Stephen tackles the challenge of life questions. Here's Stephen.
Hi there, this Life Questions is a bit of a story today, and I hope you'll find it very interesting. It's about a girl called Amelia Hull. You know, one day Amelia, she lived a long time ago, she lived in a titled family in Devon in England, and she saw something unusual in her village. A visiting evangelist had pitched his tent, and he was visiting the homes around about the village, and he asked people to come to special services that were being run. That day was to be one of great change of destiny for Amelia. She was about 20 years of age, and her father was a retired army officer in the British Army. She really wondered what the tent meetings would be like. So she slipped in at the back and she heard the story of the gospel of Jesus Christ. The message was told in such a manner that she'd never heard it before. She'd heard ministers and priests preach, but she'd never heard someone with this passion and this interest, and her spirit was really touched. This seemed to be an answer to the deepest longings of her heart. She went back home and she told her dad, her father, where she'd been, and he was angry. He was furious, to be honest. He told her that people in her position in life didn't frequent such meetings. They were fanatical preachers. The idea that a man could be dead earnest and preach with enthusiasm and serious effort to warn souls was to be avoided, utterly. He forbade her to go again. However, Amelia had begun to think deeply, and the next day she felt strongly that she must hear this preacher again, so urgent was the longing in her heart that, in despite of her father's order, she went again to the tent. The text from the Bible that night was John 3, verses 14 and 15, and as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, this is what the Bible says, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have eternal life. Before she left the tent that evening, she realised that the Lord Jesus Christ had died on the cross that her sins might be forgiven, and she had only to accept his sacrifice for herself and give herself to him. She had come face to face with the Saviour, and her life was transformed. She had the joy of salvation. Reaching home, she was confronted with her father's furious anger. He took her to the library and he scolded her fiercely for what she'd done. Then he ordered her to appear in the library again the next morning at 9 o'clock to be horsewhipped. He was so opposed to the gospel, and he was so opposed to Christ himself, really. Amelia went to her room in tears, and she tried to forget what her father had said, and she remembered of the Saviour who had given himself for her. And some words came to her that seemed to be inspired. She wrote them down in a piece of paper. I would think they're pretty much inspired when you look back and think she'd only just come to know Jesus as her Saviour. And these were the words that she wrote. There is life for a look at the crucified one. There is life at this moment for thee. Then look, sinner, look unto him and be saved unto him who was nailed to the tree. The next morning, she went trembling to the library at 9 o'clock and opened the door with this piece of paper in her hand. Her father stood by the table on which lay a whip, his riding whip. The girl saw this and looked at her father. She handed him the paper in which she'd written these words. He'd written a lot more than the one I've read to you. The angry officer read verse after verse. And then, to Amelia's astonishment, he suddenly sat down with his face between his hands, a broken down and humbled man. Gone was any thought of whipping his daughter. He accepted Jesus Christ as his Saviour and proceeded to change the whole running of his house, making it a truly Christian home. His son, who was an army officer, came home and was so surprised at the changes in the home that a few days later he was also converted. Now, there was a gospel hall that the family built. They were called the Hull family. And they built that hall after they became Christians. It stands at the roadside outside Exeter. It's the same gospel is preached that led that family to Christ. You know, the verses that she wrote that night have become one of the best known gospel hymns, and for several generations it's gone round the world and is found in many evangelical hymn books. Let me read to you some of the other verses. And I trust that God would speak to you through them. Oh, why was he there as the bearer of sin? If on Jesus thy guilt was not laid, or why from his side flowed the sin-cleansing blood, if his dying thy debt has not paid? It is not thy tears of repentance or prayers, but the blood that atones for the soul. On him, then, who shed it, thou mayest at once the weight of iniquities roll. Then doubt not thy welcome, since God has declared there remaineth no more to be done, that once in the end of the world he appeared and completed the work he begun. Then take with rejoicing from Jesus at once the life everlasting he gives, and know with assurance thou never can die, since Jesus thy righteousness lives. My trust that Amelia Hull's story would encourage you, if you're a Christian, to think of the power of the gospel. And if you're not a Christian, you might know him as your saviour before this day is out. Thank you for listening.
You're listening to Life Questions by Stephen Baker, an honest attempt to answer life's toughest questions using the Bible. Located in Liverpool, England, Stephen is active in spreading the word of God through social media, blogging, radio broadcasts, and podcasts.